All right, everybody shut up. It's time for the game.
That blows my mind. What'd he say?
He gave my address out on Facebook.
Did he dox you? I don't know. Jesus is coming?
If you say another word, you're out of here. And I was like, yeah, well, you're terrible, so.
You think you could kill that cat barehanded if it came at you?
No.
Oh, I think yes.
And this is Pod Bless.
Hey, welcome to Pod Bless Podcast, where we're just a few fellas of Christian faith that get together and try to make a little bit of fun of everything. We hit on a few topics. We hit on a lot of not topics. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a good intro.
We hit? Like they're funny, they're a hit, or like we talk about?
We hit on them.
Okay, so we touch a lot of topics.
Yeah. Yeah, we hit on them. Like, hey, topic, how you doing? Yeah. Joey Trevone. What was his name?
On How Friends? You doing? Joey Tribbiani?
Tribbiani.
Tribbiani, that's it, yeah. We'll get there.
You know. But we appreciate you guys for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our show. If you're not watching live, you should check us out on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. We have a live show where you can comment in on Facebook and YouTube, and we might get to read it live so that you are a part of the show. Makes it a lot of fun that way. Like you're a special guest.
We usually have a third member, but we killed him.
That was pretty harsh. That was quick to the chase there, but we killed him.
Well, I'm just... He's dead.
Randy wants to know. Question off the bat.
Oh, what's Randy got?
Why is Brett off PlayStation?
Oh, yeah.
Let's
hear
it.
Look at that. He's straight up just cutting to the throat of it there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've been like requested multiple times.
Yeah, I'm like, where's Brett? Why is he not playing?
It's because I'm so good and I bring the team up.
It's a new season.
Morale.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, new season just started.
Basically, you guys need me to yell at some people that you're afraid to yell at.
No, we yell at all kinds of people.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to put this by me so that when we're in lobbies, I'm just going to pull those out. Yeah. Which, what you don't know on the live, we've got a fun game we're going to play that's going to be a good time. So.
I don't know. I just have been taking a break.
It's good. You got to every once in a while.
I played some Madden. Things got a little heated.
And last break you took was like 3 years.
Yeah.
Did you spread the word of God on Madden?
Something like that.
Good for you, man.
But things got a little heated. I was like, I need to take a break from video games because it's a game of Madden, and I shouldn't get that angry over it.
Yeah.
Although I was playing the number 256 ranked player, and he was really good.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best way to say you lost.
I lost by 2 touchdowns.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's cool, at least.
But, hey, I'm glad I got to play.
Yeah. It's not about winning. It's about the love of the game. I did see that.
They put up a new special warning on COD now. When you like log in, that they're recording chat and monitoring.
Oh, they said that last time too.
No, this one's different.
Is it? Because they said they were using AI last time. Like, hey, AI is listening to your conversation.
Allen
Iverson? This one's revamped.
Do you have do you guys feel like you have a right to privacy on?
Oh, look at that. We got somebody posting about our show, watching it on their big screen TV.
I feel like.
Do you think you have a reasonable.
Thanks, white guy stuff.
A reasonable act of or right to privacy when you
feel
put
like
yourself out there.
PlayStation Network should be the Wild West, and I should exercise my freedom of speech.
Oh, saying stuff. Well, that's just what we've always done, I guess.
No, I'm saying. Do you think that you have the right to privacy? So, like, you know how people are out there, they're streaming games, like kind of like what we're doing now.
Yeah.
But in video game format, if you say something on there,
yeah.
Do you have the right to like sue that person if they put it out there? And
I think it falls under the lines of all the stuff that you agree to. I read this form and I agree to the whatever.
Or you just hit accept.
Yeah, you accept everything because nobody reads that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that'll hold up in a court of law that you, if you're out there gaming, you're putting it out there.
You're out in
the
Wild West, as you say, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
These are great, by the way. Have you ever had these?
Zero sugar. Is that his computer or your phone?
That's my phone.
Yeah, turn that down.
Clearly Canadian. Have you ever
had
those?
Oh, no, I've not had one of those. I thought those were alcohol.
No.
I'm just kidding.
They come in, the better ones come in glass bottles. I don't know why they're better. They're better, though.
I mean, when it's in glass, it's a different taste. It's just like pop and stuff, too.
Yeah.
I like having that plastic feel.
Normally, I hate like seltzer.
Anything.
Like seltzer water, seltzer, you know,
I think that's what Nick was asking me. I was talking to him on the way here. He's like, what is death water? Or whatever it was, the one, is that
Liquid
what it was
Death.
Yeah. Liquid Death. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's just water. I said, but it's like a little bit better for recycling and stuff because it's in an aluminum can as opposed to plastic and taking in microplastics. And they have really cool names. Did we talk about that? How they got approached by Arnold Palmer's estate?
For Armless Palmer?
Yeah, they got approached because they had the Armless Palmer flavor, which was just an Arnold Palmer, and they just gave it a different name. But actual Arnold Palmer approached them and was like, hey, we don't want you using, that's too much of a likeness of our estate's name. And they said, okay, so they changed the name to Dead Billionaire. Oh. So if you're going with Liquid Death and you're getting a half and half of lemonade and tea, it's called a Dead Billionaire now.
So stupid.
It's pretty funny. I thought it was hilarious.
But like, you can copyright anything nowadays.
It's not even his name. And he had arms.
Hey, that's what Sierra Mist figured out. Wasn't that Sierra Mist that did that? Because they approached that girl that had the same name as a tag name. And they're like,
change your name.
We're going to sue you. And she was like, okay. And they didn't realize that their name, the copyright of their name had run up. So she bought it. And that's the reason it's now Starry. They were like, oh, we're just rebranding and we got a new flavor. No, it's because they tried to sue a small-time streamer.
And she won.
And she won. And so they're like, oh, we're just rebranding. It's like, no, you have to because you legally messed up by trying to sue somebody that didn't even spell the same way. It was Sierra Mist. It was better when it was Sierra Mist. I don't drink Starry.
Yeah, sorry, it's terrible.
You know what's horrible. The best one? Not Sprite. 7-Up.
7-Up is good. I'm a big Sprite fan, though.
It tastes like Fruity Pebbles.
Sprite cranberry?
Ooh.
I don't like the spiced cranberry. That's what they went to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had it in the Coke cans the other day, the spice Coke. It reminded me of slushy if you just let it melt. Like, it just tasted like pure sugar.
I had a 12-pack of it, and I drank it all, but I'm not buying another one. Yeah. Wasn't that good.
Facts. If you could get a Coke or a drink from somewhere, not... like a restaurant, wherever. Yeah. Like, who has the best?
McDonald's.
No. You're telling me that you guys think McDonald's has a better Coke than Frisch's vanilla Coke?
But that's that they mix the syrup into that
one. Dude, Frisch's is going under. Did you hear one close down in Erlanger?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all going to go under.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't get me wrong. Like, a cherry Coke from Frisch's slaps every time.
Dude, I know. That's what I'm saying.
But it's like...
it's the ice that does it.
Yeah.
The pellet ice.
Yeah.
Or as everyone knows it, the good ice.
The good ice.
Or like Wendy's has the flavor machines and you can get like 270 combinations.
I don't care for that stuff much. McDonald's blows it out of the water, I think. Chick-fil-A's cherry Coke, pretty spot on. But they have the good ice too. But you always have the lid on, so you never really get the good ice. It's just,
yeah, you don't get to eat the good ice.
Yeah. Like at Frisch's, your cup's open.
Chick-fil-A's got the best, though.
Chick-fil-A is good. I had that today. I made a TikTok about it today. It was pretty funny. Got a lot of traction.
I don't know. Why is Frisch's... like, they just went downhill.
They got bought 9 years ago, apparently. And they just stopped caring about it.
You can tell.
Some company in Atlanta bought it from Cincinnati.
Dude, it is so trashy now. Everything about
it. You know which one's the best one around here, locally?
Which one?
The one on 3L there.
Yes. The one in downtown Covington?
Fort Wright.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the best.
Wait, on top of the hill or bottom, though?
No, not the Kyle's Lane one.
That's the one I always go to. It's the one on top of Kyle's Lane.
Yeah, we used to, but...
yeah, the one over the hill is good. We only went here recently because we had a gift certificate from, like, Valentine's Day of, like, kids eat free. And so we just kept going and getting free kids' meals all the time. I was giving them to people, like, hey, we got too many. You want a free kids' meal? Like, heck yeah. But most of the people are like, oh, I work here. I get free food.
For some reason, like, I just remember Frisch's when I was younger, just walking in and smelling like smoke back when you could smoke in the restaurant.
Don't worry. That's in the smoking section. It's good. You want to sit over here where there's not smoke?
That never bothered me.
Our Dairy Queen was that way.
It never bothered me, but it's like almost like nostalgia now.
Yeah. Like that never, like, you know how people are like, I can't stand
like I could walk through the door, look at the oyster crackers on the bar over there, and then just smell cigarettes. Fresh marble is in my mouth.
Nothing beats.
As a six-year-old.
A big boy, soup and salad. That's it.
We got a bunch of comments coming in. What do we got going on?
Ohio State tried to copyright the.
Oh.
Or the. Is it the or the?
The.
The Ohio State.
Thought you were a Notre Dame fan. Why do you know that?
He's a sports fan.
Yeah.
Matt Barber said private chats should stay private. Public lobby should be monitored.
There you go. Yeah, if you have it on private chat,
if you're in a public lobby, you send your life away. You're free game.
That's true.
If you walk in the jungle and you get attacked by a lion, that's your fault.
Saying, right?
No, they're saying you should stop the lion.
No, Matt, I'm so confused.
He said public lobbies should be monitored.
Yeah, they should be monitored, is what he's saying.
But
yeah,
like, private that's basically should. Saying you get in trouble.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
If you're saying things that could be anybody out there, it could be somebody with mentally handicapped or something like that.
It's free.
Because most of them seem that way.
Free. So, if they walk into the jungle, it's officially, what is it called? The law.
Law of the jungle?
No.
George?
Possession is 9/10 of the law. I don't know what you're going for, bud. You're like 20 years younger than me. I have no clue.
I forget it. But it's like a survival of the fittest or whatever.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Survival
natural selection?
Fittest.
Yeah, natural selection. That's what game lobby
it's
should be.
It's the circle of life. I've been watching Lion King lately.
You can't hang in there it's with really some good. Turd Ferguson.
My little girl sit there, Cece, she sit there and watch Simba get killed. Or not Simba, Mufasa get killed. Spoiler alert, sorry. but she watched it and was just like, did he die? And I was like, yep, he died. And it's like, now they're going to try to kill Simba. And she was like, oh, watching it all. I was like, she needs this moment in life. She wants to get baptized now.
Oh, yeah?
Your boy got baptized. My boy got baptized. And then she was like, I want to do this.
Joey's daughter got baptized.
Joey's daughter got baptized.
Brett, will you baptize me?
I'm not... I mean, I'll do it off the record, but I'm not like technically.
No, I want it on the record.
It's not going to get you into heaven.
it's not official.
It's not going to work at the pearly
gates. I'll dunk
you.
I don't care.
I was baptized, actually.
Like, my main goal in life is just to find ways to Joey not to do holy things for me.
I can get you married.
Zoe calls it baptized.
Yeah, baptized. Yeah. Yeah. I think Cece says it wrong, too. Baptized. I think she says the same way. But yeah, all of our oldest got baptized this past weekend on Easter Sunday.
Yeah,
2024 before the end of the world.
At least we know one of them is going.
That's right. Hit my music. Talk about the end of the world.
Ready to get your ear holes blessed? Take it away, Josh. Yeah, we need some updated intros.
We need video intros, like to start the show.
Intros.
We need a video intro, and then for each of us, we need a video intro. We're going to have to get better at editing for that. So, my subject is going deep. I'm glad Joey's not here because I can probably finish what I'm trying to say.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean going deep? Do you mean actually deep, or do you mean like just scratching the surface deep? Or
well, like when we were talking about the end of the world, and then every time I started to talk, he was like, "Well, that's all right." Yeah.
That's right up his alley.
He loves doing that.
Do you want me to do that to you today?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that not happening. So a couple weeks ago or last week or so, I've been talking about how everybody's talking about the end of the world for the solar eclipse, which is on April 8th, 2024, Monday of next week. Or of this coming. Yeah, it's like 4 days away.
It's our final podcast.
We should have been in the bunker.
We needed the bunker. But no, everybody's kind of talking about it. Not everybody, but anybody that's on social media.
They're selling stuff at Walmart, like shirts.
Oh, yeah. Right. Like, it's insane because, well, they're talking about, for those of you that don't know, the solar eclipse, a lot of biblically based people and people that aren't biblically based are trying to say it's going to be a cataclysmic thing happening, that earthquakes happen because of solar eclipses, that the one that happened in 2017 is overlapping in a specific way with the certain names of the cities they travel. Like, this one's going to go past a bunch of cities named Nineveh. And remember the red heifers, talking about how those guys from Israel came and bought red heifers from America that were pure, just like in Moses's time in the Bible, Old Testament. So they have those red heifers, and some say they've already sacrificed them, but it was a sacrifice in the biblical times before Jesus that was given to God to ask for true forgiveness. But like, they have like so many pure red heifers in Israel right now and build a giant altar that looks ridiculous. But I guess it doesn't matter when you're sacrificing to God. I don't know. But they built this big thing in Israel. They're talking about sacrificing it right before the solar eclipse or around that time. There was matchings of how we celebrated Easter in March, but really the way the Jewish calendar works, it's going to be hitting right around the solar eclipse. There's just all these silly things that people are like giving scripture to and saying this is going to happen and that's going to happen. Well, there's new news. I've actually got a lot of notes. Solar eclipse is happening on the 8th, which is in April, which it'll be like 3 o'clock or so.
Yeah, during the day.
In Cincinnati area, greater Cincinnati, we're not in totality. We'll be like 30%. So we'll see.
Apparently it's in driving range though.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people.
In Indianapolis.
Huh?
Like total blackout?
Yeah.
In Indianapolis.
We're going to Columbus, and I think it goes through Columbus as well in totality.
Are you going there for the eclipse?
It's spring break.
Oh, okay.
And so we're just going to happen to be there. What's that science place up there?
COSI.
Yeah, we're going to go there. We're going to go to Legoland.
There you go.
We'll probably be at Legoland when the solar eclipse happens.
Oh, take me with you.
So the kids are super excited. Anyway, so I don't know if you guys remember this. Do you remember a little place that we've talked about on here before called CERN?
No.
Nope.
It is the Hadron Collider Laboratory in Switzerland.
Is that the place where they had the big tunnel?
Mandela effect?
Yeah, because
they collide atoms to make the God particle, and ever since then, or supposedly ever since then, we have been having the Mandela effect, where we remember something a certain way back in our past, and now it's not that way.
Like the Hunger Games thing.
Berenstain Bears, Hunger Games, Mandela, Nelson Mandela, we thought he died in prison, and then all of a sudden he got released from prison, and we're like, wait a minute, I thought he died in prison.
I remember him getting released.
Well, yeah, but before that, everybody had remembered him dying in prison, and that's where the Mandela effect came from, because it was like, wait a second, I thought it was this way. Like, nope, it's this way. And so Fruit of the Loom used to have the cornucopia back in the day that held the fruit, and now that's never been a thing, so you can't find that anywhere. Anyway, there's a bunch of things that used to be one way. They're not that way now.
Right.
They think it's because of the Hadron Collider, which smashes atoms to make the God particle, because they're trying to find out time travel. They're trying to find out space-time continuum travel, things of this nature. Well, it's getting dicey. They're getting ready to fire it up on April 8th during the solar eclipse because they feel like there's like magnetic poles that are going to be doing certain things certain ways. So they're going to be firing up the Hadron Collider again during the solar eclipse. Well, let me make sure what I'm going to talk about. There's also a lot of extra things going on. On April 8th, the locusts, they're not called locusts anymore, they're called cicada.
Yep.
There's going to be two huge breeds that are going to start coming out of the ground on April 8th. And it's two of the largest broods that there were of cicada / locust, which we know in the Bible is locust. They're going to be coming out of the ground and flying all around, all this different stuff, right? Well, there's also a comet that they've been keeping track of it, scientists have, for since like 1812. Like back in 1812, there's a comet called the Devil. Is it called the Devil? Yes, it's called the Devil's Comet because the way it's flowing through the air, it looks like it has two big horns coming off of it, but it's the way it's flying. But it's been tracked since the beginning of time almost for America anyway.
What kind of game are you about to make us play?
Dude, just get ready. So this comet's been flying around the Earth, and you'll actually be able to see it during the daytime during the solar eclipse on April 8th, right? So we got the locust coming up out of the ground. We got that going on. Let's see. What else do we got here? Making sure I've got all my T's crossed and my I's dotted. Okay. So another fun fact about CERN and where the laboratory is located is in Sweden, correct? The neat thing about this part of Sweden is in ancient Greek times,
right?
They worship gods and stuff. Well, on that same location, there used to be a temple that was dedicated to the destroyer known as Apollyon. So there was this giant structure back in Greek times that was made to worship this. I don't know if it was considered a god or a demon, but it was made to worship Apollyon, who is known as the destroyer. So that's where the CERN facility is based, who is opening portals, or they're hoping to open portals for time travel or space-time continuum travel. So I say all that to read from Revelations chapter 9. Revelations chapter 9, verses 1 through 11. It'll get a little lengthy, but I'm just going to try to punch through it. So yeah. I shared all that other stuff, right? The fifth angel trumpeted and saw a star plummet from the heavens to earth. The star was handed a key to the well of the abyss. He unlocked the well of the abyss. Smoke poured out of the well, billows and billows of smoke. The sun and air are in total blackout from the smoke pouring out of the well. Then, out of the smoke, crawled locusts with the venom of scorpions. They were given the orders, don't hurt the grass, don't hurt anything green, but don't hurt a single tree. Only men and women, and then only those who lack the seal of God on their foreheads. They were ordered to torture but not kill, torture them for 5 months. The pain like a scorpion sting. When this happens, people are going to prefer death to torture. Look for ways to kill themselves, but they won't find a way. Death will have gone into hiding. This is starting verse 7. The locusts look like horses ready for war. They had gold crown. This is like the foreshadowing of like how it's going to feel, that they're going to be these horses that are marching into battle, the locusts.
Okay.
Or cicadas. Their stings are going to be like scorpions. This is something they're going to have like a poisonous bite to them. With those tails and those for 5 months, they had a king over them, the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon. In Greek, Apollyon, the destroyer. So this is the scripture going along with the same things. that's where I was going to verse 11. But yeah. So in Revelations chapter 9, verses 1 through 11, it talks about the locusts that are going to come up from the ground, how there's going to be a black out of the sky, but that's going to be from the smoke billowing out of the opening. So there's going to be a comet or a star that's going to fall from the heavens, and it's going to have the key to opening this portal for the destroyer, which is right where the temple is of Apollyon from the Greek times or whatever, of worshiping different gods and stuff of that nature.
So in Sweden, they're opening the portal.
Correct.
That's going to allow the Apollyon to come out
Well, here's another quote that might help you with that. Okay. So one of the head researchers, let's see if I can find his name, director of research from CERN,
okay,
which is where the Hadron Collider is and where they're doing all the work. So he's the director of research. He was quoted, something may come through a dimensional door at LHC, Large Hadron Collider, and out of this door might come something, or we might send something through. Sorero.
The whole country of Sweden is under totality.
Yeah.
For 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That as well.
I thought they were just like, oh, it's in the United States only. Like,
No. I mean, the Earth is round. Supposedly.
Allegedly.
But no, this was a new leaf that I've not seen anybody really talk about that much.
Yeah.
And I saw one little thing brought up and started looking into it, and I found all that stuff that correlates with that scripture from Revelations. Is there anything being said in the comments? I see a bunch of extra stuff on there just to make sure we're all covered.
Let's see here. Hunger Games. Sounds like everyone's going to have the case of the Mondays. And is this from the new King Trump version?
No, it's from that was the Message version actually. But when you read it in New King James,
can you read it in the Gen Z version?
The Gen Z, it's going to be dope as fly. I don't know how they talk.
Didn't we do that as a segment one time?
Long time ago. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know that I'll say all that to say this. I don't believe the end of the world's happening. But that stuff biblically, pretty crazy. All the other stuff is like really pulling at straws, trying to make things happen.
Yeah.
But I feel like this, of all things, is like pretty significant on all the things that are actually we know are going to happen scientifically And then
it's not necessarily the end of the world is happening, but
well, the destroyer's coming out.
Well, I'm just saying that maybe we're getting there. I don't know.
Possibly. I mean, we've heard it all of our lives.
We're getting closer every day.
That Jesus is coming. Yeah. Like he's coming to take his people, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? I've heard that all my life, but
crazy guy in the corner is not wrong.
There's a lot of science stuff going on that's relating to biblical stuff. So
I don't believe half of it.
I'm glad I could get through that without Joey interrupting me.
Half of what?
Anything people are saying.
Well, this one, I don't know. This one hit more home to me than all the other ones. I mean, the other ones, they were like, well, the old one passed through America this way, through all these towns named.
Look, I'll put it into it right now. Did the Simpsons do an episode on it?
I don't know. They might have. They don't always wait until after it happens, because they did an episode on the cargo ship crashing into a bridge.
Oh, did they?
Apparently, they did an episode on that. And there was another one they did recently.
New conspiracy theory, too.
Oh, yeah.
The cargo Simpsons?
Ship. No. Cargo ship in the bridge. Diddy did it.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
That Diddy did.
Diddy crashed the cargo ship.
Diddy did a lot of stuff, but I don't think Diddy did that.
Diddler Dunn did it. It's almost like all this stuff happens on a cycle. Yeah. You're right, Randy.
That's true. Hey, look over here, guys. Don't look over here. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, hope that hits home for you, and hope you can be afraid now, because I gave biblical scripture to the actual scientific things that are happening.
I'm going
to
enjoy the Reds game Monday. So
there you go. You
I'm
might
be working.
Yeah. Unless I'm getting stung by scorpion cicadas.
It's true. That'll be the thing. So I'll probably be it. So, or what's it called again? COSI. I never get it right. Kelly's like, I used to go there in the Girl Scouts when I was little. And I was like, I still can't. I keep calling it SoCo.
Well, there
SoCo. Southern Comfort.
There's a memory I have from there that can't say on the COSI? Podcast. Yeah.
That's good.
Did you
meet P. Diddy?
That's what I was going to ask.
No. It involves someone crapping their pants and getting stuck in the middle of that little bicycle they have when they walk in.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Somebody crapped their pants on that thing?
In the middle of doing it.
That doesn't sound like a horrible thing.
You've never been there?
No, I've never been there.
The bicycle thing's fun.
Because it's like on a rope, but it's balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they like, yeah, it's weird.
Kid pooped his pants right in the middle of it and then got scared to move.
Was it Seth?
No.
You're saying it like it's somebody we know, so I'm just going to start naming names.
I could...
Just name the name.
No. It's your little brother.
You don't know them. I hope it's
your little brother.
You don't know them. No, he does that now already.
He poops his pants?
All the time.
I thought I was going to poop mine last night. I felt so bad. It was just a bunch of gas. And then I woke up and had the best poops I've had all year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So how does this get to a game?
Huh?
How does this get to that?
Oh, it doesn't get to that. I was just talking about it.
I thought that was going to the game.
A segue?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I don't come up with segues. They just happen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But we do have a fun segment for Brett's segment. Maybe.
Let's just sing it.
Oh, do you want me to hit the button?
Oh, no. We Terrible don't want cheese. You to do that. We wouldn't ask you to hit the music.
Story time with Brett.
Yeehaw. Hearing Joey's voice scared me a little bit. I was like, ugh.
That's the devil's, what is it called? The devil's comments voice.
Story time with Brett. Hey guys, I'm coming. No, but we got a really fun game. Brett, you want to share what it is?
Yeah, it's called Answer the Internet.
There it is.
There it is. Everybody knows who Barstool Sports is. Pretty good podcast to listen to if you like sports.
One podcast? They've got dozens.
Yeah.
KFC Radio, they've got
Portnoy for president.
Dude. Portnoy that goes one. Everybody knows rules. One bite. Everybody knows rules. Eating the pizza.
Pizzas. He does the taste.
Traveling around trying pizzas.
Miss Peaches.
Peaches. Miss Peaches. Yeah, I talk about that all the time. He's trying to get to the Kentucky Derby.
Oh really?
He can't buy tickets. They won't sell him tickets.
The Kentucky Derby sent him like a care package for his newly adopted dog, and he was like, "The balls on these people!"
Because he keeps calling. He's like, "I'll pay whatever I have to pay." And they're like, "Nah."
I offered him $100K for a box, but they are like, "Hope to see you at the Kentucky Derby."
Yeah, can't get tickets. He didn't realize how big it is. It's a big deal. The Queen went.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
I have a funny story about that.
About the Queen going?
Yeah, because your wife was there
at the Derby.
Yeah.
When the queen was there?
Yeah.
She never talks. She probably has talked about it. I don't listen a lot.
So we were sitting there. I was with her mom and dad, and something she was talking about, I could, like, they could see the queen, like, you know, she's waving and stuff.
Yeah.
And she was on the phone. Kelly was on the phone with Lisa, and I said something like, tell Kelly to assassinate, you know, joking, oh, like, over the phone.
Yeah.
And Lisa said it to her over the phone.
Oh, no.
And Donnie was like, well, Kelly just got tackled by the people listening to her phone call.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You.
Yeah.
That nowadays? Oh, man.
Yeah. Lisa said it to her.
I've never been to, like, Keeneland or Church of Duns.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Keeneland.
I hate crowds, so there's nothing about me that wants to go during the derby.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to see when it's not, like...
I've heard Keeneland's fun.
Keeneland is fun.
All for 2 minutes, though.
But it's, like, it's so crowded out in the parking
area. It really is to watch on TV.
Yeah. But anyway, so saying all that about Barstool, we've got their card game.
Yes. Answer the internet questions as they are.
Now
as
we
you are. Answer we, as you are, I guess.
We've sifted through the ones we're going to use, so don't get super excited. We're not going to read off the dirty ones, possibly, unless Noah slipped one in.
Oh, I slipped a few.
We might read off a dirty one.
I mean, you want me to start? I'll start off hot.
But we're going to read these off to each other, and we're going to try to give our best answers. If you're out there watching live and you want to give an answer to what's being said, we'll have to wait 30 seconds before we see your answer. That's the bad ones?
Yes.
Oh, no, don't use those. But we'll read these off, and we'll each give our best answer that we can for these. And if you're out there and you have a good answer for one of these questions, go ahead and feel free to answer. Noah, feel free. If you want to, you can answer the first one.
Okay. You mean set?
Yeah, as long as it's good.
Can you still go to your barber if he's very racist?
Can you still go to your barber if he's very racist?
Not just racist, very racist.
Well, I don't go to barbers, but if I did go to a barber, I mean, I did back when I was a kid, and I don't think that would have changed anything in my little small town.
I don't think so either.
But it depends on what they're racist at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you would get a different barber?
Depends how good he is.
I thought you were gonna say
like if he's a bro, I might stay.
If he's a bro, like,
I
wouldn't care.
Like, just imagine him getting them started on that topic, and then he's just like chopping away at your hair, and you tick him off.
Randy said the Simpsons are undefeated.
I thought you were gonna say that you wouldn't go to a barber unless they were.
Oh no, I'm not going that far.
59% of the people said yes.
They would still go.
Yep.
Let's jump to you, Brett. Do you have one?
Yeah. Would you rather not be allowed to eat or not be allowed to drink while watching sports? So
okay. What did Randy say there? Depends on how good he is. That's the same way you were saying about the barber. So would I rather be able to not drink or not eat during a sporting event?
Yeah.
Not eat.
I don't know, man.
I already don't eat. Food prices are too expensive.
They are too expensive. That's true. But I've got doctor money, so I enjoy some popcorn. Peanuts.
Yeah. I would rather not drink.
Well, you don't drink.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll say not eat.
69% of Barstool readers would rather not eat.
Yeah. Yeah, if you enjoy alcohol, it's really the way to go. Eat, Randy said. So I've got one. This is a debate the internet question. If you were murdered, who would be the most likely suspect?
My wife.
100%.
Yeah, for real.
My wife.
I couldn't tell you.
You don't have a wife
yet. Depends on the situation I'm in.
I would say your brother.
No. I'd killed him way before he tried to kill me.
What about your mom?
Ooh.
Yeah, no.
She's tried.
I feel like mine's going to be some random homeless guy.
There you go. That you don't help.
Yeah, definitely my wife.
Got us some spare. Yeah, my wife would totally kill me. I could do something so stupid that I could see it happening. She told
She's
me before.
The vial.
All right.
She showed me the knife.
Here's a good one.
She Percy, need a knife. I'll stab you.
If a guy matches with his best friend's sister on Tinder, should he pursue it?
If a guy matches with his best friend's sister, should he pursue it?
No. I'm all for it.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, if it's cool.
If you guys are that good of friends, you understand.
I mean,
your best friend.
I did marry Kyle and Collins and Courtney's sister.
I mean.
But they wanted me to, so.
Best friends become brother-in-law.
That's true.
And then if they
unless you're a degenerate and don't marry her, because it's Tinder. It's not.
Yeah, if you're just looking for the hookup, that's
it.
A
just
different.
Says, yeah. Should he pursue the match, not future?
I don't care either way.
Yeah, I don't really care either.
Yeah, no, it's actually 55% said yes. Like, it's close.
If some dude matched with my brother, I'd be like, go for it, buddy.
Some dude.
Well, cheers, right. Britt.
Would you rather get paid $1 million a year, but have to work ridiculous hours?
Okay.
Or would you rather get paid $100,000 a year for doing nothing?
Nothing.
I'll go with nothing.
Yeah. $100,000 for free? Because you could still do stuff, probably.
Right.
You could still do some extra jobs.
Probably.
Because then you got that free $100,000. That's universal income.
Right. You do nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
What we got a comment over here?
88% of Barstool Rangers chose B.
Oh. Randy said eat, and then some guy made mad on PlayStation during Madden.
Talk about some guy that you met on Madden.
Yeah.
Let's see. Debate the internet. What are the top three 90s Nickelodeon shows that would hold up today? This is topical.
Amanda's show. Amanda's show is definitely
Hold on. Read it again.
What are the top three 90s Nickelodeon shows that would hold up today?
Amanda's show.
Anything Dan Schneider was a part of.
Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh, yeah. And
that's
Amanda.
Not 90s.
Yeah, it is.
Drake and Josh is
it was
not 2000s.
90s. Well, yeah,
so
2003.
This is going back further, yeah.
Amanda Show was not 90s, was it?
It was early 2000s.
It was early. Like, I'm pretty sure it started in 99 or something.
All That would definitely. Yeah. Like, that's.
It was around for a long time, yeah.
Like Good Burger.
Do you know they had, what was the Mexican guy? Fluffy, the comedian?
Gabriel Iglesias.
He was on All That for a short time. Really? Yeah. They hired him on as a new cast member.
If you count SpongeBob, like, that's still around the day. That was 98.
That was Nickelodeon. That's true. I love SpongeBob. I watched it when I was in college. I watch it now.
Like, let's bring back Cat Dog.
Cat Dog was pretty awesome.
You know, the best one was the best two, in my opinion. Hey Arnold.
Yes.
Hey Arnold was a good one. And then
Real Monsters.
I hated that show.
I liked that one. It was weird. Rocko's Modern Life. That's what you're getting ready to say? Yeah.
No, I was going to say Rocket Power.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Wild Thornberries, too.
Wild Thornberries.
Jimmy Neutron. I don't know if that was.
It was 2000s.
Yeah, that was later.
I didn't really get into it either.
I watched the Fairly Odd Parents. Yeah, I was going to say.
I bet there was some that, like, if I saw them right now, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I forgot all about that show.
Yeah. What's the one with the chicken?
Doug.
Was that Cartoon Network or is that Nickelodeon?
Cow and Chicken?
Yeah.
That was Cartoon Network.
Doug.
Doug. Yeah. Oh, Doug. Doug was a staple. Like, it holds up.
None of those would have the humor for today's kids.
I wonder if Nick Cannon really did create Doug. I always heard that theory. That's how he got started into fame, was Nick Cannon created Doug. And he was Skeeter, the character of Skeeter. Okay. It was based on him. Because he wasn't black, but in that cartoon.
All right.
Jump away from that.
My bad.
No, you're good.
Would you take $4 million to be called on Catch a Predator?
Oh, no. Nope. Sure wouldn't. Nope. Not do it. Nope.
No,
I'm
not taking that either.
64% of people said no. Yeah, it's like a wild 36% out there.
Would you take $4 million
to be caught on
to catch a predator?
Because that's $4 million to get towards your court case.
I mean, early in the years, they didn't have the cops with them. They just caught people and put them on blast. Caught a Nickelodeon child star?
Uh-uh.
Doing that? Yeah, he actually called a Nickelodeon child star like that once.
Where he just walks up and is like, did you know that you were messaging a 13-year-old?
He showed up with like pizza and smeared off
Chris Hansen? Is that
Chris Hansen, yeah. I love that show. I hate Impractical Jokers. I love To Catch a Predator show.
Matt Barber said make it five and you got a deal.
Oh, there's a few more comments. What were they saying?
What's ridiculous hours?
What's considered ridiculous hours for the $1 million payday? I don't know. What would be ridiculous hours?
Randy said absolutely not.
He would not be on To Catch a Predator for $4 million.
I mean, I'm definitely not.
Dude, that's a big, easy no.
Is that like they pay you just to get some content out of you? Or like, do you actually
get caught?
If it's content, I can think about it.
That's all real. They do not do that for clout. Like, oh no, you got me.
I don't know. I've heard some theories out there that like they just find some weirdos.
Those theories are wrong, and those dudes are all weird.
Oh yeah, most of them. I'd say a good majority.
What's your next one?
Debate the internet. What is one thing that someone can say that makes you immediately hate them?
What he just said about To Catch a Predator.
No, I've heard some theories.
Hi, welcome to Grace Point.
Sit down and listen up to what Joey's got to say. I don't know. Is there something like a phrase that somebody says that you're just like, oh,
there is.
Which one is it?
For me, it's, what's up, Chief?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that before, right? What's up, Chief?
He's always talking about that.
Yeah. You hate that, don't you?
I do.
I don't know. There's really nothing.
Hey, big guy. Like, I don't like that one either. Chief is worse, but big guy's.
It's so belittling.
Yeah, like they're mocking you. Or
yeah, for sure.
There's nothing that gets me.
I'm
Joey.
Good job, Randy. I was waiting for a good one to come.
He's driving the Georgia right now and still can't even tune in.
Debate the internet. Which celebrity that everyone thinks is hot do you disagree about?
Oh.
You know, I think Brad Pitt, even now, from when he was young to now, is the most gorgeous man in Hollywood. And so many people disagree with me. They're just like, I don't see him as attractive. Like Kelly. Kelly doesn't think he's attractive. Like all these people back in the day, I would bring it up and girls would be like, I don't think he's attractive. And I was like, I think you're stupid.
Like, I know that.
So it's the opposite of what that asked, but I'm saying. People think are absolutely hot.
I'm trying to think.
I know their faces is the problem. Like Heidi Klum. I don't think she's
Heidi
that
Klum.
Hot.
No, she's gorgeous.
Yeah,
she's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I think she's gorgeous.
It's a different era for you, but
it's probably that. I don't know how she.
I'm trying to think of one.
Yeah, I know there's probably somebody in the back of your head that eventually you'll think of it and you'll be like, oh yeah, everybody says how pretty this
chick from
is.
Iron Man.
Oh, what's the chick from?
I know one.
Okay.
Natalie Portman.
Is that the one that's on?
She shaved her head for the V for Vendetta movie.
Okay. That's a different one than the one I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of what's her name on the vampire movie, Twilight? Bella?
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
I don't. Everybody's going on and on.
Kristen Stewart.
Yeah. I don't find her attractive.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Nah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Love the goth girls.
Dude, that's not. No. That's not a goth girl. I don't think
you can. Which one did you say? Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman, yeah.
He's looking them up.
We're getting live reactions here.
Oh, are there people commenting in? Let's see.
I don't think she's terrible.
Chas doesn't think that who?
I can't read. Chas doesn't think that
he's attractive. I think he's beautiful.
Brad Pitt? See, I told you. There's so many people, so many women that doesn't find Brad
That's
Pitt attractive.
That's the opposite answer for you to tell us. Brad Pitt is hot.
What did Randy say there? There are only two commenters, unless we've got a ton of stuff on Facebook that we're just not seeing. I'll bring up Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Rosemary usually pops in.
Right.
Who else?
Yeah. There is a couple, I feel like.
Yeah.
Now it's frozen again.
Oh, no. It's still old. It's still the old stuff.
Oh, I just not got much. Rid of all the YouTube stuff.
Sounds like everyone is going to have a case of the Mondays. That was Jason Burris' last Facebook comment, which is fine.
There's women that I think that are attractive that I don't think, like Paris Hilton, I think is really attractive.
Kind
of. I don't know. Just knowing who she is. Megan Fox, Adam Wilkerson said. I don't know, man.
I don't think I can go with that one.
I don't know if he heard the question.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Megan Fox is on the list of.
Do you know how old, and I didn't know this, and it popped up on like Facebook or something, but do you know how old Gwen Stefani is? She's almost 60.
Gwen Stefani?
I met her in a Wendy's drive-thru at 2:30 in the morning.
Did you really?
I swear.
She's as old as she is, she's beautiful.
Well, she was just a girl.
Just a girl.
No Doubt Days, dude.
I think she does.
I don't think she does.
She holds a place in my heart from back then.
Yeah, met her at the Wendy's drive-thru in Fort Wright at 2:30 in the morning when I was 17.
Chess said Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe?
So everybody thinks he's attractive, but Chess doesn't think he's attractive?
I think he's average.
Yeah.
I think he's a good looking guy for sure.
Another one I gotta look
I saw here. It's funny that Rob Lowe came up because I saw a meme that said my wife on our wedding day, and it's a picture of them, and she's like, you know, she's like smiling but not really. And then it says my wife when she met Rob Lowe, and it's her picture of her and Rob Lowe, and she's grinning from ear to ear.
I can see it.
Who's Sydney Sweeney? We had Jason Barris comment. Sydney Sweeney.
No, you cannot say that about her.
You can say whatever you want. You have your preferences.
You
didn't lose. For those that don't know, we're saying everyone else says they're attractive, but you don't think so. In case
somebody's trying to get us in trouble.
Possibly.
No.
We're going to jump to the next one soon. Was that mine I read off? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was me.
Do you want me to read one?
You can.
She looks like Olivia Dunn.
Oh, that's the new one that's on the new Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to bring it up.
Hold on.
Oh, we're just skipping me? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you were looking at dirty pictures on the computer.
Would you put your kid in a gorilla pit for $50,000?
No.
Oh, depends on which kid.
I trust Harambe.
He's dead.
Exactly.
You trust Harambe. He shouldn't be.
Dude, he had that kid by the leg.
He was protecting the kid.
No, from what?
The other gorillas.
No, he wasn't. No.
Yes.
The kid was going to die.
No, if you were my kid, I would throw you in the gorilla pit right now.
My brother-in-law.
If you were my dad, I'd run away.
Good. My brother-in-law and mother-in-law were there when it happened. Like, they were there, heard the gunshots. They were like, uh-oh.
Well, yeah, they witnessed the murder.
They just left the exhibit
when they shot him.
Like, that mom should be arrested for murder.
Oh, Jason said he had that backwards.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank God.
We were worried about you, Jason.
Randy has one.
Mia Khalifa?
Yeah. Don't know who that is.
That's a porn star. Yeah. Oh. Well, used to be. Retired.
She's trying to get into, like, sports journaling.
She
or
is
whatever.
Into it. Yeah,
is that what she does?
Yeah, she's pretty big into it. I'm not throwing my child into a gorilla pit.
No.
For $50,000. That's not enough money.
That's a 73% said no.
Yeah, because it's her kid. Anyway, what's your next one, Brad?
I got faith in my kid.
If you could be a patron saint of something, Patron saint of something, what would it be?
We'll have to finish on that one so we can do a pod bless. If you could be the patron saint of something, what would it be?
What does that mean?
Patron saints for like, Catholics.
Yeah, so like St. Christopher's protection, right?
Yeah, and then there's like St. Patrick is for specific things, and so there's
protecting
all these different.
Also,
I'm the protector of something.
So you can get a little medallion to wear on a necklace to remind you of that.
They're actually kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah. Because it's people from biblical times.
I'm not sure that I really believe in it, but I'm not.
Right.
I don't know.
What would I be a protector of?
Emma Stone with a throw up face, he said.
He's a patron saint of Emma Stone.
I would have to make up a patron saint because I don't know all of the ones. I should have looked that up.
Oh, there's only certain ones?
Well, I mean, there are, but you could use any.
Is there one of like laughter?
There
like
is.
That'd be a good
There's
one
a ton
you.
Of them. Yeah, that would be a good one. Me, patron saint of laughter. Let's look that up while you guys.
Patron saint of Noah. Yours would be patron saint of. I'm trying to think.
List of.
There's a whole test you can do online, actually.
Yeah.
In many different ways, the saint who feast day is the day you were born, the day you were baptized, the name which you were baptized, or the name which you were confirmed.
List of patron saints by occupation and activity.
Occupation?
Dude, there's so many.
There is, yeah.
There's a ton.
I'm the patron saint of gardeners.
There you go.
There you go, because that's what you do.
Adelard.
I'm the patron saint of janitorial work.
Put some respect on it.
Abandoned children.
What?
What?
Yeah, it's like a saint over the abandoned children.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was like a... Oh, there's silver.
Abortion protection against abortion.
Dairy workers.
Satrum pain of dairy workers.
Yeah, dude.
You think of milk and cows and stuff. Dairy workers.
That's Saint Bridget of Ireland.
That makes sense.
I wonder if there's a way just to say.
There's got to be janitors in
patron
here.
Saint of laughter.
We could do a whole topic on this.
Let's see if that Saint Philip Neri, Neri. Patron saint of laughter and joy.
You should get the necklace.
This really one should. Is...
Randy and them's commenting in there.
So this one's patron saint of choir boys falsely accused people.
It is? There's
yeah,
one?
St. Dominic Savio.
Like all the priests are wearing that one. That's awful.
Oh, that's so bad to put together.
Hey, can you find that on the internet? I know somebody that I can
give that to.
He's not
or that here. Would find that funny.
No, we would not find it funny, but I'd give it to him. He's not here right now.
And he's going to be here next week. Just give him the necklace and be like, hey, man, I got you this. And just let him look it up.
Yeah.
There's so many good ones on here.
All right. You had a Pod Bless segment picked out, didn't you, bud? Or you had a couple of them.
I mean,
he's on the choir, boys.
Nope, you're the St. Gabriel, the Archangel. Patron saint of broadcasters, communication, messengers.
We should put
him
allowed
to say your work?
No.
Oh, well.
He's the patron saint of
those
that.
Line of workers.
Yeah.
And radio.
There it is.
There you go.
I'm going to get that
That's
one.
Yours.
What is it? Gabriel, the Archangel?
St. Gabriel, the Archangel.
That's even cooler.
Archangel.
Arc.
Yeah.
Like
it looks like arch. But.
What are we going to here?
Pod Bless segment.
Okay, let me find that. I was not ready.
I've got a sty in my eye, and it's causing so much discomfort.
Oh, it went away.
Did you know if you rub a...
wet stone in
no,
your eye.
Like an actual gold ring, like if you have a gold ring of your mom, dad, Kelly, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like actual gold on that, it clears it up in the overnight.
Huh. I'd be willing to try it. I've just been doing hot washcloths.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
Hot compress.
Guy at work told me that. He's like, if you get like your mom, dad's wedding ring or whatever.
Yeah.
Gold ring.
It hurts so much right now. I'm willing to do it.
He said it will clear it up overnight.
All right. Found it.
Thanks.
Pod bless your heart.
We need a new one of those too.
We need all this.
Yeah.
Let's just change the name of the show while Joey's gone.
Yeah, we could do that too.
Can we vote a council of people that listen together to like clear people off?
You are now not a part of the island. What's our Pod Bless segment?
All right. Man survives lightning strike only to suffocate to death when villagers insist on treating his injuries by covering him in cow dung ninja.
Is this a new story or
yes,
is this an old one?
This happened August 2019, actually.
Oh, nice.
A man who survived being struck by lightning has died after he was covered with cow dung to treat his injuries.
Nice.
Binod, and Gokula.
Goku?
It could be. It's like Goku with a law at the end. Pod H. P-O-D-H. I don't know.
Okay.
Lived in Pomerol Village with the Sundargar District of Odisha. Wow.
You picked a good one.
Yeah. I should have read through that one first.
I'd been in the market when they were hit on Sunday evening. Hit on a Sunday. Villagers tried to help the pair by embracing a superstition and putting a heap of animal dung on Binod's body.
Or if that's part of a patient.
That is a picture
kind
of him right there in cow dung.
Well, people can't see that, but yeah. Oh, yeah. They left his head out.
It was probably so, what, how did he die?
Instead of helping the stricken man, this suffocated him within several minutes. He stopped breathing.
He was later reported hurt.
He died from asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation, suffering, or suffocating.
Although it was too late to save Binod, villagers managed to take Gokula to a hospital for proper treatment. This is not the first time villagers have used cow dung to try to help people who've been hit by lightning.
How often do they get hit by lightning?
You guys are asking the perfect question.
If they're living out in the jungle, possibly.
The year before that, in the district state over, they did it to a 32-year-old and a 45-year-old.
Wow.
Who were buried around 30 minutes before a health worker found them and called for an ambulance.
That's why they survived.
Cow dung and mud-based therapy is an ancestral practice of healing lightning. Luckily, they're admitted to a hospital and to be stable.
I guess when somebody's struck by lightning, they're like, well, we got to cover the whole body, as opposed to like, oh, I got shocked. Well, we'll put some on your hand. And they get struck by lightning.
So
like,
I think they're confused with the jellyfish thing.
In 2017.
And that's urine, not feces.
2017, the same thing happened to a young boy. Parents covered him in cow dung, took his two friends to the hospital. Guess who was the only one that died?
The boy.
In cow dung.
Why did they take the other two to the hospital? I guess because their parents were like,
all right,
don't bury my kid in dung.
I'm just going to say the obvious punchline here and say that's a crappy way to die.
That is a very obvious punchline for sure.
It's a real crappy situation.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Some would say it leaves you breathless.
It struck me as wild.
Instead of blessing someone, we just got to like...
make fun of the whole situation.
Shed some light to it.
So I'll play the role of Joey. A man died there, guys.
Hey.
He has a family.
Yeah, family.
He had.
You're done. Tense.
Nope, turn it off. Nope, we're done. Nope, can't go anymore.
I'm Joey.
But no, dude got struck by lightning and then was buried in dung and suffocated from being buried in dung. But apparently...
his friend survived.
Oh, his friend was struck too. That's right.
They were both walking together and he got struck.
But apparently they didn't bury the friend in dung.
His friend went to the hospital. The other guy got buried in dung.
They should start realizing after this many have died from the suffocation of dung.
To not
do that anymore.
So it's like 30 minutes goes by and they're like, we're going to put you in cow poop. That's
probably
what gets me.
And he was probably like stunned to where he can't say anything. They're probably just doing it. And he's like, oh.
I mean, you saw the photo. It didn't look cozy. Like you had a crowd watching you too.
I mean, he was probably knocked out. You know what I'm saying? Because you get struck by lightning sometimes.
Instead of them being like, hey, call the ambulance. They're like, hey, get the cow poop.
Yeah. Bring the cow looks like it's getting ready to drop, so bring
we
it
need
on
a
over.
Fresh load.
The fact that they just have it on hand, like they're probably bringing it in by the shovel load, just
well,
throwing it at you.
If you live in a village, I mean, you use it for fuel, for burning, you use it for, you know, different things.
Medical purposes.
Use it for like, true, yeah.
Just, if I get struck by lightning, it's just not my first thought. It's get the cow dung.
If you get struck by lightning, you're not having many thoughts, generally.
Do you think it hurts that bad?
I don't know, we could try. I wouldn't want it to happen.
No. But if you did.
It depends on how you're struck and where it goes out. Because like the way electricity works, it goes to the grounded spot. So if you have 1 foot down, it's going to travel all the way through. But if it goes through and strikes your heart.
Seen a lot of videos on Reddit. There's some scary ones and there's some cool ones. Like I've seen people lean up against a tree gets struck, and then all four of them drop.
Yeah, get electrocuted.
But then I saw someone like hit the sand on the beach and they just like jumped
in
the air. Like,
back... probably in the 90s, early 2000s, there was a guy that got struck by lightning on that Kenton County, or not Kenton County, the...
Roebling Bridge?
No, World of Golf course.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he got hit. He was standing underneath a tree. It was raining. Tree got hit. He got hit and died.
Dang. Wonder if he had a golf club in his hand.
Well, it's like the water carries it.
Yeah. Well, metal rod, too.
Probably doesn't
No,
help.
He was it was raining hard, so he was seeking shelter. Yeah.
Well, they always tell you to get away from windows during a lightning storm and to not be under trees.
Heard a couple people claim they've been struck through windows before, but
yeah.
I think it just hits close and scares the crap out of them.
Well, who are we going to bless?
Got to be the cow dung guy, right?
Which one? The one of the story. I guess there were several.
We're going to go with the person that survived because not only did she get he or she, I don't know what it was.
Them.
The friend.
Yeah.
Gokula.
Yeah, got struck by lightning, but then they also lost their friend.
That's true.
So
I don't know. I think cow dung, dying in front of people covered in cow dung is kind of crappier.
Well, apparently not, because it's happened 16 times before this.
Yeah. All right, well, big one.
I don't care. I really don't care either. go with cow dung guy.
Goku.
Pod bless your heart, sweetie.
We just blessed a dead guy.
You know.
Maybe he'll be the one of the 40 to make a point.
Maybe they'll make a change because of him and then name it like, oh.
The Goku law?
Yeah, we don't do Goku anymore. We go to the hospital.
Do you ever just think of how that theory comes to fruition? Truition, whatever it's called.
Fruition?
Fruition.
Partition?
Four syllables, man. It's a lot for me.
I'm tired, too.
Fruition. No, it's three. Never mind.
Oh, my.
But, like, someone probably got struck and they probably just put them in the manure to like rot quicker, and people are like, oh, maybe we just gotta do people like that.
Well, he's already half
buried. Like to me.
So let's get a tombstone. But yeah, that's been a pretty fun episode, I think.
Yeah,
productive.
Yeah, felt pretty good. We'll have to bring the box back out.
We'll have to play that with Joey, but put worse ones in there.
Oh, dude, I imagine.
I can't answer that.
Yeah.
I can't answer that.
Josh, we missed our April Fool's prank, too. Dang it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We were going to try to play an April Fool's.
The kids were all about the April Fool's jokes this year.
Yeah. I got ours into it, too. I woke all of them up, of course, and was like, no school today, guys.
Really?
Yeah, there's no school. All right. And they were all getting up like, yeah.
Oh, it ruined my day.
And I was like, oh, by the way, it's also April Fool's. And they're like, dang it. So we do have school? And they get mad and lay back down in bed.
Josh is getting people in PlayStation all night.
Oh, that was the funniest.
That was some good ones.
Playing Call of Duty, we would get in the in-game lobby, and I'd be like, hey, guys, you know we lost. That was a really good game. I really appreciate how you guys played. It was really fun. I had a really good time. Oh, that's pretty cool, man. I was like, also, April Fools, you guys suck. Or vice versa, if we won, I would tell them they did a really good job, you know, even though they lost, they did a great job. But it was a pretty fun time. But it was the same thing every single time, and it never got old.
Cooper got home from school, and I was like, Cooper, come up here.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, and if you know Cooper, when he thinks he's in trouble, he gets scared.
Been with the daddy?
Yeah. And then you get up there, I'm like, you're grounded for the rest of the week from your Switch because you did this. He's like, what? And I was like, April Fool's.
You didn't let it drag out because you felt bad.
Yeah.
When you picked him up from the school, you've been like, we got a puppy. And then he runs in April Fool's.
April Fool's washed the dishes.
Yeah, I told my kids, I was like, hey, be sure to get people on April Fool's today. So Ben was like, hey, he's like, I told my best friend, hey, you got something on your shirt. And went boop and hit him in the nose. I was like, you got to say April Fool's.
Oh, yeah. So he told him the next day, April Fool's.
Yeah. So Cece was saying, hey, your shoe's untied. And they'd look down and she'd go, April Fool's. I was like, that's a good one.
Zoe's was, she would just say something random. Like she'd be like, hey, you got a green shirt on April Fool's. It's like she doesn't let the joke hit.
What was it? The SpongeBob episode on April Fool's Day. And he was going around and be like, hey, can I get a glass with a few cubes of ice in it? He's like, yeah. And he starts snickering. He's like, what'd you do to my drink? And SpongeBob's like, I only put one ice cube in it. He's like, hey, that is pretty funny.
That is a good one.
Like, but the guy at the restaurant was like, what did you do?
He thought he spit in it.
Yeah. Yeah. He kept on doing this. Drink up and I'll tell you. Dumb and Dumber. What are you guys laughing about? Yeah, why don't you eat up and we'll tell you. He put all those spicy peppers on the sandwich. How do they know I have an ulcer? No. He died.
That's such a great movie. I love that movie so much.
It's been a long time. Joey, I bet, hasn't watched it.
No.
Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in. We really appreciate you being a part of the Pod Bless podcast with us tonight. If you're not watching live, be sure to tune back in with us next week on Thursday night. So we'll try to entertain you, give you a good old time. And if you want to be a part of the show somehow, or if you want to reach out to say how great of a job we're doing, be sure to message us through Facebook or comment in on our videos through YouTube. Or you can message us at podblesspodcast@gmail.com. If you go to any of our platforms, you can click on the link tree. And it'll give you all the options to find our stuff through audio, through video, or just to contact us. Or if you want to buy some Podbless merch, we got a few shirts, different things like that. Go to our link tree and you can go to the merch shop at, what is that merch shop called?
TeePublic.
TeePublic. And we've got all this stuff up you can just buy. It's nothing crazy, but it's something fun to help with the show. Mostly, if you want one, I'll buy you one. Like, you don't even have to worry about the money. If you really want one, I'll buy you one. I just like having people wear our shirts so it shows more people about Pod Bless. And we've been having a good time here, and we hope everybody else has. Is there anything you guys want to share before we get out of here?
I don't think so.
Don't think so? Hey, be ready.
See you next week.
Yeah, we won't see you next week because the solar eclipse is coming and the locusts are hitting and the demon of destruction. What was his name called? Alani? I don't know. It's up there in CERN. Collider's going to hit. Things are going to go crazy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, catch the first segment of the show after we go off live.
Keep your cow dung close and your Bible closer.
There you go. I'm Josh. Go.
I'm Brett.
I'm Joey.
And this is Pod Bless.
That's you playing, right?
Yeah. Playing the keytar. The keyboard that's a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just put the banjo sounds to the keys and was like. I had my goatee flapping in the wind, or my soul patch flapping in the wind.
You're smoking a cigarette?
Yeah, cigar.
Oh.
But a cigarillo, a small one.